This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved. Do get engaged, seriously. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live and listen live, take the poll, check out the stations, the upcoming stations, and all that other fun stuff. There's just so much going on. So many distractions going on. But here's the deal. You want to voice, you conservatives, you really want to voice, you want to drown out Bill Maher. You want to really just like, I won't say stick it to, but give it back to, give them something to think about. Then you need to clear your calendar on August 27th. If you're in Southern California, especially in the Los Angeles area, our buddy, our show buddy, comedian, author, commentator, Evan Say It, is doing two shows, one at 2, one at 5 at the El Portal Theater in North Hollywood. Now, Evan is our, counterweight, if you would, to Bill Maher. And if you don't know who Bill Maher is, you got to go look him up. More so, I'd rather you go look up Evan Say It. And he'll, and you know, when it comes to conservative issues, conservative topics, an understanding of how the conservative mind works, Evan's the guy. You need to head over there. This is going to be videotaped. You might get yourself on camera, and it may end up on HBO and that kind of stuff. So I want you to go out there. I want you to support him. I mean, think about it. They've got Bill Maher, Chris Rock, Sarah Silverman, which is just, she's just a, she is my, my, what is it called? Epicap? I mean, that stuff that makes you throw up. I see her start to talk, I throw up. And I do not understand the Jewish community. Evan has to explain this to me. He always does it when he comes on the show. Sarah Silverman has said so many nasty things about the Jewish community, being a Jew herself. And she's not being funny. Some of it is really sick stuff. And you guys still vote for her. She's doing some kind of charity thrown by a Jewish organization, and they got her as one of the speakers. I have no idea how this happens. Unless you're not paying attention, you're brain dead, and you don't watch any TV or read any news. Anyway, that's the story for another day. Evan's a great guy. He's a friend of the show. I consider him a friend of mine. And you need to get out and see him. You need to support us, conservatives, period. Hey, this just in. I want one of those. Can somebody find me a sound? Send me that sound. Right? You know, the one that, you know, this just in. Eh, never mind. A judge orders Clinton to answer questions on email use. That's right. So a federal judge has ordered Hillary Clinton to answer questions in writing. Ooh, that's not good. In writing from a conservative legal advocacy group about her use of private email servers during her tenure as Secretary of State. Now, you know, you guys who keep saying that the FBI found nothing wrong, remember something. She claims she used one server. The FBI says she used multiple servers. She claims she used two devices. The FBI claims she used multiple devices. One of them is lying. It's not a misspeak. It's not a misunderstanding. It isn't that she didn't understand the question. She's lying. Look it up if you don't know what it means. The U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan issued the order Friday as part of a long-running public records lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch. The judge's decision is only a partial victory for the group, which had sought to question the Democratic presidential nominee in person. Now, Republicans have pressed to keep the issue of Clinton's email use alive after the FBI closed the investigation, as well they should. And forget that it's Republicans. People who want to hear what really took place, who want the lies to stop, are going to keep pressing. Now, Judicial Watch is one among several groups, including the Associated Press, that have sued the government over access to records. Now, we were told they came out and said when, back when Rahm Emanuel was there, that they were not going to answer some of these FOIA requests, that they couldn't be bothered. They were too busy. Now, that's the funny thing about it, right? Because there is a little caveat in those FOIA requests about time frame, that should something, you know, of importance be going on, they can delay them. But they still haven't responded to some of these. What do you think about that, huh? The most transparent... Remember what he said? Seriously, think about it. The most... what was I going to say? The most transparent government administration in history. Oh, that's according to Trump. I mean, according to Obama. I mean, they've been transparent about nothing, really. And then again, I mean, I'm loving these stories that I see coming across. A judge took another swipe at the administration. I mean, on the way out, I'm telling you, he's going to be like Nero. He's going to try to burn the place down. You think about what he's ordered. I mean, look at the Gitmo thing. Look at the last group of guys that he has released. Probably among the worst of the worst. The most dangerous. A judge had to get involved in next DHS's DHS bids to deport illegal immigrants 100,000 times. I know, it makes no sense to me either, but here's the deal. The immigration judges around the country denying the Department of Homeland Security's attempts to deport illegal immigrants in record numbers. Denying the Department of Homeland Security attempts to deport illegals. Okay? That's according to a new report. Over the last 10 months, immigration judges opted against the department's efforts to remove some 96,000 illegal immigrants, including the ones that don't exist. Remember, that's what they keep telling us? But the ones that Trump said do exist? Criminals. Rapists. And that's according to the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse. That's a Syracuse University based nonprofit, right? At this rate, TRAC estimates the number of illegal immigrants allowed to remain in the U.S. despite DHS attempts will be well over 100,000. Yeah, let that sink in for a while. Our government, our judges now, are blocking DHS from obeying the law. We're so screwed. I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spent with me. And I want to thank you guys. You know, I keep telling you, if you have to get the show on your smartphone, and thank God you have a smartphone, don't do that. That's a pain in the butt. Find a station close to you. Call them. Tell them, hey, we want the show. I tell you what, it makes a difference. We start on KQTY this weekend. That's KQTY AM in Texas, and if I said that wrong, I'm sorry. I'm from Boston. I don't do really good with this kind of stuff, but I want to thank you guys for picking up the show. I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I want to bring my next guest on. Michael Housen joins me, as he does every week, to try to set me straight from a libertarian perspective, if you would. And Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me, man. Good evening.
You know what? It's been an interesting week, but hey, somebody sent me a clip of, what's his name? Penn, you know the guy from Penn and Teller? What's his name?
Penn Jillette.
Penn Jillette. Right. Interesting fellow. Isn't he? I mean, he's one of yours. You like that?
Well, that depends on what specific you're talking about, but there are some boxes that Penn checks. For example, genius, hilarious.
Yeah.
On the other hand, he's got a lot of hair and I don't. So I'm
well, I wasn't. I was trying to be nice to you, but go ahead.
There are definitely some things we share opinions about, some things we do not.
Well, he's a libertarian. He sounds like a hardcore libertarian when he talks about some of the things that he's for and not for, if you would. He's not for going to war, starting the war or going to the war for no really good reason, but he's okay with going to war to protect us, and maybe even other people at times. Really interesting. The only reason I bring that up, I figured you'd be a fan of his, and I thought he made a lot of sense. No, he didn't drag me to his side, but I like, see, I disagree with him, but I feel like he comes by it honestly, so I can't dislike him.
Right. Yeah. My libertarian position with regards to national defense and the military is non-interventionist. He's more even isolationist than that. So yeah. He would trend more towards the, classical libertarian isolationist view in terms of defense. But there's definitely some common ground. Like, for example, I'm not a big fan of NATO. I know he is not either.
Right.
I know he's also a huge, what would you say? A huge opponent of the UN. I think that we need to leave the UN. Maybe we stay involved in some sort of symbolic thing, but I think it's time that the UN move itself elsewhere. I'll put it that way.
Well, why would they want to be in such a hateful, racist country like the United States? Why wouldn't you want to put the UN, in another place that another socialist country that's flourishing like Venezuela? Why don't they put it there?
Well, you know what? The reality is that as important as all of that social justice, economic justice, posturing nonsense that they do, it's more important for their benighted fez-wearing leaders to have access to the theater and excellent restaurants and the lifestyle afforded by the greatest city on the planet.
Right.
So that's what it's all about. I mean, if they were to move to somewhere that would be more appropriate,
how about
somewhere
Dubai?
On the west. Well, exactly. Somewhere like that or on the west coast of Africa or Venezuela that is more reflective of their perspective, it'd become quickly obvious to be like, well, all this politics stuff is good, but where's the fine dining and where's the theater?
Hey, wait till the place has to be built in a place, the building has to be built in a place like that. See if they have the same amenities that they have here, right? And then who's going to foot the bill? We foot the bill for the majority of that now. We're one of, over 100 countries that are involved in this, and we're footing the majority of the bill. It is an irritant for me like no other. And the UN, for me, to a big degree, I'm an opponent, too. I think they were pulled together for all the right reasons. They do nothing for what they were pulled together for. That's my personal opinion. I mean,
idea of hating the Jew. I mean, that they can do that anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you got me on that one. I love the one they recently came up with a resolution, and what did they do? They condemned Israel for the treatment of women. I'm thinking, well, my God, what do you have? Two countries, Israel and America, and you just pick the worst of the U.S. You pick the worst of two. You put China. At one point, it was a leader from China, a leader from North Korea, and a few other of those countries who were the head of the Human Relations Council. I'm thinking, this is not the U.N. This is like the backwards end. I mean, seriously.
No, that's very good. And I've seen a list. I forget what it was about the countries that have been officially condemned or particular actions that have been particularly condemned or motions made calling out misbehavior. And, I mean, it's like they open and close every day's session, including lunch and break time, with some sort of condemnation of Israel. It's like 42 times a day. Someone's like, oh, well, the one thing we got to talk about is how awful the Jew is. Yeah. I mean, it's just hilarious.
It's like the benediction on the way out and the way in, right? I mean, seriously.
you guys still take the cues, right? Okay, good. Okay.
Yes, yeah, long as, are we going to lunch now?
So have you ever seen, speaking of Penn and Teller, have you ever seen...
I want a pastrami sandwich. You're right, catered by, you know...
right.
I won't go down that road. Go ahead.
Right. Have you ever seen the video that they did about recycling?
No, I did not.
It was a series of videos they did called... I need to be careful for family-friendly radio, called Bull Fecal Matter. Okay?
I always say Bull Puckies, but you go ahead. You
Bull Puckies. Okay, that's right. Perfect. Or my dad used to say bologna sauce.
There you go. I'm good with that.
Okay. So, anyway, it's about recycling. And they go into all of the details about what a scam the recycle thing is in terms of the economics of it, the symbolic nature of it as opposed to substantive nature of it. And then at the very end, they do this thing that is so hilarious. They go out into some random neighborhood. They both live in Vegas. In fact, I think that they have a residence at one of the casinos. It might be Rio in Vegas, where they have a regular show ongoing. Anyway, so they go into this neighborhood in Vegas, and they knock on this door, and they're like, well, you know, we're doing a new experiment, and we're gonna, and they're posing as working for the waste management company that had the contract in their neighborhood, and so they have them go through, and they're like, okay, we've realized that our recycling efforts are insufficient, and we're going to be asking homeowners to be more careful with their recycling. And we're going to do a test. Would you want to be involved? So, and they have like three or four different homeowners. They all say yes. And they pull out, instead of just a recycle bin, they pull out like 9 or 10 different bins for all the various different ways. And then what they do.
That's great.
Is they have this big trash bag and they dump it on the person's lawn, and Penn or Teller's holding one of those little air horns, and they're timing the people about how quickly the green glass, the white glass, all this.
You gotta hold that. You gotta go for a quick break. Okay. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. He might as well have been a preacher. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain.
Only storm.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to get right back to it. Michael Housen joins me, as he does every week. Always enlightens me from a libertarian point of view, although it doesn't seem to stick very well. I don't know if he's not doing a good job of teaching or just really a stubborn Italian. Anyway, Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Well, you're welcome, man. It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Penn and Teller, and by the way, I was a member of the Magic Castle, and if you don't know what it is, go look it up, but I was a member of the Magic Castle for 25 years, and it became one of those financial decisions where I hadn't been, like, in 5 years, and the dues is quite expensive, and I just wasn't doing that stuff anymore, so I dropped it. But I remember going in there, and you'd see these magicians around, big name magicians, and they'd just sit at a table and they're just having some fun with you and that kind of thing. And it was a great place to go. It's a great place to do business. But anyhow, you were talking about them posing as what do you want to call them? Recycling Nazis or something? I don't remember.
Exactly. And the punchline on the whole video is the lengths that these people are going to in the video and under the timing watch and all of that is absolutely absurd. The just bending over backwards and the effort that they're willing to put into all this recycling, these homeowners for the good, and they're so then Penn and Teller, they close by saying, well, if we implement this type of system, how do you feel? And every single one of the homeowners is like, oh, in order to save the planet, they can't ask us to do too much. Oh, absolutely. The more that we can do to recycle, and it is just, it's crazy. Now, you brought up Penn and Teller because there was a video that you saw, and then I interrupted and talked for
only
two
because,
hours.
I bringing you on, and then somebody sent me something that where Penn and Teller and I are 180 degrees, but when I went to look at that video, you know how YouTube gives you a list on the right-hand side, And I just thought it was interesting, you know, Libertarian Answers Part 1 or something like that is what it was. And I was listening to what he said and how he came to some of the decisions he came to. And I think part of the reason I brought it up was to say to people, we can be 180 degrees from somebody in their political or spiritual belief system and still get along. I still like the guy. I mean, he said some things that just sends a red hot rod up, you know, in my head. But I still like you guys.
That's not where I thought you were going.
I know. Well, I forgot. Ooh, it's family time. But you see what I guess what I'm trying to say is we should be able to get along. No matter what we believe about certain things, we should be able to get along. I'm constantly floored that we can't. And that's what I was kind of the road I was going down.
Oh,
so,
got it. Well, in this day and age, right now. The not getting along lines are being dramatically redrawn. Have you not noticed that?
Of course. Yeah, just even the last 2 weeks. Hey, but I want to get to this is very important. I want to get to this because, you know, it's a real matter of how the Earth keeps itself together. Apparently, the Olympics and how we have American swimmers who lied and made up stories and did all kinds of stuff. And this is like the biggest thing happening on the planet, apparently.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But I got to tell you something. The one thing that infuriated me about the story, right, of all the other things that I probably could get mad about, here's this young man saying, we're Americans. We have rights. You can't do this to us. I'm thinking, you are a moron. You should get 5 to 7 just for being that stupid, okay?
Just for being a total idiot. I saw that.
Like, you are in you're in somebody else's house, okay? You don't get to sit on the couch, you know, drink Pepsi, eat candy, and fart all over their sofa. It's not your home. You're in somebody else's country. You live by their laws. Your laws don't matter anymore. This is proof positive that we are raising or have raised a group of entitled people. Is it not, or am I over the top?
Well, you know what? I agree with you right up until your conclusion. And I don't know if I would draw the conclusion about entitled, because I remember in summer of 1990, I spent 3 months in Europe for school, right? And we traveled everywhere. Started in Finland, Russia, Holland, Germany, everywhere in Western Europe. And we spent a week and a half or so in Paris. And it was my first time to Paris. And I was anticipating the Parisians being rude, because that's, you know,
that's the
reputation that they have. And I found myself being treated, no matter where I was, wonderfully. I had absolutely no negative experience. But I remember I was sitting in a cafe with a buddy, and we're doing, you know, croissant coffee kind of thing. And there was this couple.
I want to see a picture of that.
There was this couple that, I mean, it was obviously Americans, because Americans are louder and bigger than anybody anywhere. And I don't mean bigger by height. I mean bigger by circumference, right?
Yes.
And I'm not picking on you with that comment, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, I could hear the level of intensity of the conversation between the server and this couple. And I look over, and at one point, the woman stands up with her hands on her hips, and she says, look, you need to understand that I'm an American, and we have rights, and we can't be treated this way. And I remember having this same exact thought, which is you're in France. There are certain, I'm sure there are certain rights, being a American visitor to France, that are afforded to you, but that's not the same. You don't have the same rights in France that you're referring to, you moron. So my thought about that is less about that Lockie's an entitled guy, but more of a – there may be a tendency for Americans to assert themselves and our exceptionalism.
Yeah, but Mike, do you think that comes from, we really have not taught our young people that this is, as you say, an exceptional country. We have rights that are matched pretty much nowhere else on the planet. And we don't, you know, they're just not given to everybody. They had to be fought for here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know what? I don't know if I'd go that far, because I think that what this guy did, the lying and the excuse making and all of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there must
there's
be Democrats.
Part of it. How old is Ryan Lochte?
I think they're in their 30s, aren't they? Late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, I don't know, because I was going to say if he's 21, he's just a young kid and he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so he's a millennial and he's an idiot.
He's got a Q. I mean, he should have a clue. Look, just simply the mere fact, as I said, you're in somebody else's house. How about some respect for somebody else's stuff? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what makes me nuts about all of this. All right, so, yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe. To me, this whole thing was blown up as a distraction to keep us from looking at what's really happening out there. You know, look at the Louisiana flood. I'm sure you have some thoughts on that. I'm thinking, I did a piece on this last night, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, if this was a Republican president, and, you know, it would be this. Republicans don't care about black people. Louisiana is a socioeconomically depressed area. Lots of African Americans down there, and that's why the Republicans aren't doing anything about it. And here we have the boneheads on the golf course. Can't even do the same game he played last time, which is just come out in front of Michael. Hey, my heart goes out with them. As soon as I'm off vacation, because I am a government worker, as soon as I'm off vacation, I'll go down there and check it out.
Yeah, you know what? I go back and forth about that. Obviously, Bush was criticized greatly about Katrina, and the response was, hey, you know what? Me going down there is just going to create more frabba-jabba. Yeah. But that doesn't – I mean, has he actually come out and said anything or made any statements?
He said nothing. Absolutely.
Okay, well, that – yeah, absolutely. He doesn't give a crap,
no.
Man.
No. The press corps came out and said, well, you know, he can't be – I went right. There's another one of those red hot rods going right through me. You know, we can't expect the president to be everywhere all the time. No, but we can expect him to stop his golf game, to stop his vacation. It's not like he was in a meeting with the leaders of the free world all around the planet. But to stop what 10 minutes? Hey, I've given instruction to my team, or I've told so and so to go down there and check it out. I'll just get in the way. I'm sending you emergency help, and our hearts and prayers go to you people. And I'm late for my golf game. I mean, I that would even have been better than what he's done now, which is nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I think it's actually a pretty wise move of Donald Trump to go there. I mean, think about the impact that – I forget the name of the storm that went through New Jersey in 2012 and what a tipping point that was in the election. I think it's a pretty smart move of Trump to go down there.
All right. I do, too. Let's talk about a little bit of that. Let's talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. I'll keep running a couple more minutes, I promise. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
I think, I don't know.
No comment.
Multi-host smoke up there on the ceiling. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Michael Housen joins me, our libertarian buddy who comes up on the show every week and tries to pull me over to his side just a little bit, not realizing how stubborn I can actually be. Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me here. And I'm not necessarily trying to bring you over to my side. I'm just trying to, on, the occasional rare issue, I'm just trying to point out where you've got it wrong.
All wrong, all. Yes. Yes, of course. You know, it's funny. I make these, you know how, you and I have known each other for a while now. You know how straight-laced I am. And some of the music that we play and some of the things that I say, people like, you know, it must be a facade because you talk about Coke and you talk about marijuana and you talk, and I'm going, really? Are you like brain dead? Is your head stuck in the sand so deep that you've never heard of this stuff? Of course I make jokes about it, because otherwise you just cry. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Anyhow. All right, so we're talking about Louisiana and the people of Louisiana. And, you know, they've been through a lot. This is not the first time. Actually, it was funny because as I was doing a story last night, somebody sent me a link to a story or talked about a story that was, this happened back in January, apparently. And the president, it started in December. They had flooding again because of rains. And the president didn't sign the emergency declaration until February. So, you know, to sit there and say that George Bush and Republicans hate African Americans, look what they do when African Americans are in need. Here you have an African American president. Hasn't done anything for these people in Louisiana. He really, let's just be frank, he hasn't, period.
Right.
And Trump, he's down there. I know this is kind of goofy, but, you know, he's down there. He's talking to those people. I'm sorry, Michael. I know people hate Trump, but I am sure there will be some money coming out of his pocket or whatever to help some people out. They've bought thousands of toys for young kids, you know, teddy bears and footballs and other toys to keep the kids busy or give them kind of some kind of a semblance of normality. And where's Clinton? I think she's resting or something, isn't she?
Yeah, I did see that Taylor Swift got a check for $1 million.
There you go.
I mean, if Donald Trump's new team, minus Paul Manafort, as the shakeup continues, right, if they were smart, he would have made some kind of announcement that he just cut a check to whatever, you know, whatever group is involved in cleanup or whatever there. I mean, that would be really smart.
And I kind of differ with that, because my fear is if he just jumps in and immediately just cuts a check, I think it's going to be seen as a campaign stunt. I think if he goes down there and he spends a day down there and...
Oh, come on, Joe. You don't think him going down there is a campaign stunt?
Oh, but I mean, you want to pour gas on an open flame? I mean, I would go down there and I'd say, look, I'm going to leave three of my people behind for a couple of days. We're going to see where the needs are. And then we're going to do our best to get some money in here and get some help in here. That would be my line, but, you know, I'm not his campaign manager, so or consultant, but he feel free to call me. I'm open, you know.
Right.
Anyhow, but I think there's a way to play this so it doesn't look so much like it's a campaign stunt. But, no, you know, the more people I talk to that know him, and I'll put you in touch with my attorney friend that worked for him for 3 years. The guy you see on the stump is not the guy in real life. He keeps telling me that. It is nothing for him to cut a check for a couple hundred thousand dollars to help a group or even a singular family out. So,
I really hesitate with that. The guy you see is not the real guy thing.
See that with Obama all the time. I mean, in the early days,
well, that's
the same thing
what
with Clinton.
Been hearing with exactly. We've been hearing about that with Hillary and Bill since before he ran for president. That was a thing. I mean, they were working on what the state of Arkansas residents thought of the potential, you know, first lady of the state when he was running for governor. I mean, that's an old story. So I don't. It's kind of like I've even been more critical or hesitant about that sort of narrative than I am right now about all this nonsense about polling.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm sorry. I just think the polling, I don't think you can trust any of it. I don't care who's...
Okay, Dick Morris.
I just don't think you can trust any of it.
Did you read Dana Perino's...
I did. I didn't read her piece. I heard her talk about it.
Okay, well, she wrote a piece about it, obviously.
Right.
And I totally agree with her about that. I mean, I was so convinced by Karl Rove and
look, AP hasn't got it right in the last 8 elections, right? The Rasmussen polls come close. But all I'm saying to you is that you've got people today. I got hardcore Democrats that say they tell their friends they're voting for Clinton, but they're going to vote for Trump. All right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just saw an article today about how Walter Mondale was running articles about how huge the crowd turnouts were for him and that he was going to beat Reagan. If that sort of anecdotal stuff worked, Bernie Sanders would have won because Bernie Sanders had more passionate supporters than anybody else.
I'm sorry. Thieves are thieves. And the guys I grew up with, I mean, listen, let's just be honest about this. JFK got elected because the mafia were his best buddies. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, anything could be rigged. And if the Clintons are as dirty and nasty and people that we're told they are, that Bernie didn't have a chance. Because if Bernie was kicking her butt, he would have found himself dead.
See, I disagree with that. If that's true, then Obama wouldn't have been the guy in 2008. There is stealing in the margins, but as Hugh Hewitt says, if it's not closed, they can't steal it.
Listen.
Right now, there's no way that, I mean, I posted this as my headline picture for yesterday's radio show notes, and it was the most shared thing on my House Rules with Michael Howsam Facebook site, was a screenshot of Real Clear Politics showing like 19 polls going back well into July.
Right.
None of them have Donald Trump even close. To hold on to the polling is wrong and it's rigged and people don't have, you know, most people have cell phones and all that, that's just a fantasy right now.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. If Trump wins and the polls are totally wrong, you take me to any restaurant in L.A. I want to go to, me and my wife.
Okay, we already have that bet, and you just created two things. Number one, if Trump wins and the polls are wrong. Now, there could be something
if he wins, they're wrong.
No, well, now, but if 75 days from now,
Michael,
or at the end of October, Hillary is still up by 5 or 6 or 4 or 3 or 8 points
on
all the polls, and Trump still ends up winning, then absolutely, I will take you to wherever you want to go.
Detroit, now, Chicago, St. Louis, you know, they had precincts that voted well over 100% last time. 100% of the people registered to vote in the precincts came out to vote. Unheard of. Never has happened before. And not only that, they had precincts that not one vote was cast for Mitt Romney. You can't tell me
that made any difference to the overall election numbers. He won by hundreds.
That's not the point. The point is, so let me see. I've done everything I can to keep Mario Andretti from winning the race, but somehow he won it anyhow. That makes everything I did okay.
No, okay, I see. That's a good point.
Fair enough. I mean, so this is the stuff that just makes me nuts at times with people. It's like, it doesn't take much. We had a city councilman close to where I'm at. He lost by 11 votes, okay?
Are you kidding?
And 4 months later, they find a box of ballots, all right? Bernie Sanders. Not that it would have made a difference, but these are only the ones we caught. There was, 210,000 ballots in California that weren't counted and went his way? I mean, so these were the ones we found. That's all I'm getting
right.
at.
So, no, that's anyway. A very good point, and it reminds me of, what's his name from Minnesota, the Saturday Night Live guy.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I know.
That was a bunch of nonsense there. That's for damn
And they accept it like, that's how politics is. Well, it's not how my politics are. I want you to beat me fair and square. I don't want you to beat me because somebody stole it. Yeah, see, you got me all wound up.
I know. I apologize, man.
No, I see this stuff happen. I grew up in Boston and saw it happen, and I get the biggest chuckle out of, forgive me, but these milquetoast white people who think, no, that doesn't happen in real life. You know, nobody steals elections. Don't be stupid. Like, oh, my God, go back under your rock. Don't come out for another 4 years, please.
Yeah, they still have
I am
issues.
Sorry. Anyhow, you're right. I get it. If we tied it all together, but I'm saying the ones we know about, if we tied all together, it wouldn't have made a difference. But in some states where the margin was next to nothing and there was only a couple of vote difference, it may have. You don't know, and neither do I. So I'm sorry I kept you longer than I said I was going to because you wound me up, buddy boy. I'm blaming it on you. Tell people how they find you, how they listen to you, how they find your writings, although I don't know why they'd want to do that. No, I'm just kidding. I appreciate the stuff you do. I really do.
I appreciate that. Three things. Number one is Twitter's easy, MP House, at MPHAUS. Facebook is House Rules with Michael Howsam, HAUS Rules with Michael Howsam. And then my website is primarily a vehicle for posts about my radio show, which is live every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning, California time. But those are the three things. HouseRules.us, House Rules with Michael Housem on Facebook and Twitter at MP House.
Well, Michael, always a pleasure. Thanks for hanging out with me. I do appreciate the time you give to me. Have a great – hey, have a safe weekend.
All right, man. Thank you. You too. Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye. That was Michael Housem from, as you heard, House Rules. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air and coming to me every week. Listen, don't go away. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Xander Gibbon will not be with us this evening, and that's partially why Michael was with us tonight. And there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. And I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, Trump's visit to Louisiana. Is it a show or is it reality? We'll be back in just a few minutes, I promise.